Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. As always, thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And y'all know what I'm going to say. It is a great word this morning. Because God is talking to us. He's talking to us rebellious children. Us sometimes don't get it right, children. Us who forget to call on the Lord in time of good, bad, and ugly. He's talking to us today. So the prophet is speaking. And we thank God for Isaiah. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, believing, trusting, and knowing that there is no God but you. There is no justice or judgment but yours. Father God, we ask you to guide and lead us in this word, Lord God, that this word will permeate our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And Lord God, as we go forth, we ask you, Father, as always, to increase as we decrease. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Father God, are my strength. You are my strength. And Lord God, you are my Redeemer. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord, for the do-over. I can't do anything without you, God. So I ask you, Lord, to give me strength, to give me guidance, to lead and guide me in the way that I should go, that I will not depart from your teaching and from your guidance. In Jesus' name I pray, believing, trusting, and knowing that you are my Father, and I'm your child, and you love me. And it's in the name of Christ Jesus I pray, lifting up this word and lifting up all listeners. Those that listen live and listen later, Lord, I ask your special blessing over them. And may this be a rhema word to touch every heart that hears it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praising the Lord this morning and thanking God for each and every one of you and asking him to guide and lead us all in this word this morning. And all I can say is God is good. You know, when you go to Isaiah, he will take you there. He will make you see yourself. He lets you see the past, the present, and the future. All in this word that God has given us through this mighty prophet. And I want to get the word this morning out of King James. Because the word that God gave me was judgment. But in New King James, it talks about justice. And then God said, justice and judgment are mine. So many times we want to be in charge of everything. We want to be in charge of our going in, our coming out. We want to be in charge. And God is in charge of it all. He will bring justice. And you think that you have been wrong and that nobody's hearing you. Nobody cares. God fears you, and God cares. Kind of God. And as the psalmist says, he's just that kind of friend. He walks right beside you. He always protects you so that the enemy can do you no harm. Whew, God is good. So let's get into our word, and I am coming this morning out of King James. And it says this, woe to the rebellious children, said the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. They walk that walk to go down into Egypt. They have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were as Zion, and his ambassadors came to him. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, not be an help nor a profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence came the young and old lion, the viper and fire-flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses and their treasures upon the bunches of camels to a people that shall not profit them. But the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lion children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Wow. Sounds familiar. It sounds like today. God is, we belong to him. And he will give us justice. But this is that word in that verse 9 one more time. That this is a rebellious people, lion children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy to see. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore that saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. Therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a shred to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. But thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. But you said, no, but we will flee upon horses, therefore shall ye fly, and we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they pursue ye be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall ye flee till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an incense on an hill. And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all that wait for him. That's where our title comes from this morning. For the Lord is a God of judgment. And when we go over to New King James, you know, we read, it says in verse 18, it says, therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you, for the Lord is the God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. The Lord of justice, the Lord of judgment. We've got to understand God is in charge of everything. And when we go to verse 19, it says, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, thou shall weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, ye shall not, thy teachers, be removed. Yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. We all go through. I don't know anybody who has not gone through something. And if you are called into this profession, you're going to go through. You're going to go through good. You're going to go through bad. And you're going to go through some downright ugly things in your life. But God. And he goes on to tell us in verse 21, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, ye shall get of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a mixture of cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee in. I want to go back there to verse 21, and it says, and thy ears shall see a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. And I read a tweet this morning from a Real Kim Talk, or a Real Talk Kim, I believe. And one of the things she said that was like right on point, that sometimes when we think that our friends have left us, it might be that God has turned us. Now we got to understand that God will turn you around. I will say this. God loves us so much that he wants us to understand that we are special to him. We are special to God. We don't walk by ourselves. We don't walk alone. We walk in his presence. And don't get offended at everything. We got to walk and talk and know that we are God's children. And then as we go into verse 23 of chapter 30 of Isaiah, it says, then shall he give the rain with thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large rations. The oxen likewise and the young ass, the ear, the ground shall eat clean provender, which hath been renowned with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain, upon every high hill, rivers and streams of water in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord bendeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to shake the nations with the sheave of vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaw of the people, causing them to err. God is speaking to us today. You shall have a song as in the night, when a holy psalm is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, with the flame of a divine fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstorms. But through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrians be beaten down with smoke, with a rod, and in every place where the ground staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him. It shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking will be fight with it. The tabrets is ordained of old, yea, but the king is prepared. He has made it deep and large. The power thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, shall kindle it. We're going to go back and look at some life lessons from chapter 30 of Isaiah. And again, my daily disclaimer, I am not paid by Dr. Stanley or any of his ministries to hawk this Bible, but I will tell you, you need to get the life principles, daily Bible biblical principles for each of the year, the Dr. Stanley version, and I tell you, it is worth every dime you spend. It is a Bible that will touch your heart. It will help in your meditation. It will help in your understanding. I thank God for this wise man of God. So, again, not paid by Dr. Stanley, and as I come forth, not paid by ChristianBooks.com, but you can buy any Bible you need at ChristianBooks.com. And pretty much you probably will find it on sale. So these two I will say every day, go to ChristianBooks.com. Look for you a good Bible. Look for you the Charles of Daily Life Principle, Daily Bible, Biblical Principle for each day of the year. And I am coming out of the Signature Version. Today I'm actually coming out of this King James Bible. And I just tell you, God's word is true, and God is justice of all things and all people. So trust God and be obedient, because as Isaiah 31 says, woe to the rebellious children. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me. Come on now. And who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. It says, we find it terribly easy to jump ahead of the Lord, to get our plans in order and our projects in motion before we ask him for his counsel. But he wants to be the engine, not the caboose. Woo! God wants to be in charge. Don't do anything without consulting God. Don't get yourself caught up in stuff. I'm telling you, I can mess up when you think you're cleaning up. And you can have more of a mess than what you started with. Because you think you're cleaning up. Like my project of cleaning my closet. I took everything out and understand everything is not back in. So I'm still on my project of cleaning my closet. You know, oof, got stuff I got to give away. I need to have a garage sale. So y'all pray for me. And as we continue, and it says in Isaiah 30 and 15, in quietness and confidence shall be your son. Let me go to it in my King James. King James says, for thou saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. And as we go over to New King James, it says, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. And you said, no, for we will flee on horses. And when we go over to the life lesson, it says God asks us to work hard for his kingdom. And we're going to go over to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12. So come join me over in 1 Thess 5 and 12. Again, this is Bible study. And it says in verse 1, be at peace is a title. And it says, and we beseech you, brothers, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. And that's a constructive criticism. and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and to be at peace amongst yourselves. Now we exhort you, brother, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. And I know there's those ones that go back and say, read the whole thing. And the whole thing is, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Come on now. God has already put everything we need in place. And as we go over to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, it says, this is the way, walk in it. The Lord promises to lead and to guide his people. He doesn't play hide and seek, trying to make it difficult for us to find him and his will. If we really want to do his will, he promises to make it clear to us. I want to do your will, God. Not my way, but your way. Not my will, but your will. Guide and lead me, Lord. We need to pray every day. Guide and lead me, Lord. Don't let me make any more foolish mistakes. And it says what the Bible says, it's what Dr. Sam, the thrilling adventure of obedience. Christians sometimes approach obedience as a way of avoiding the negative consequences of disobedience. They see obedience as a burden, not as a wide road for blessing. But God intended our walk of faith to be a thrilling adventure, motivated by our love for Jesus Christ. Obedience is about discovering God, not about avoiding unpleasant consequences. That is why John can say, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. When we place our trust in the omnipotence of the Lord and act on his prompting, life becomes exciting. We need not to be afraid of the future because God already knows the outcome of our obedience. And we can trust in his promise that he does everything for our good. Y'all know Romans 8:8, all things work together for our good. We trust in the Lord. We got to trust in God. Walking in faith is so thrilling because each step leads to a fantastic blessing from Almighty God. And we don't walk in faith just for the blessings. We walk in faith because we love God and we want to be obedient to our Father. The Lord continuously moves us through a variety of circumstances toward his overriding purpose in our lives. If we back off from obedience because of a mistake and desire for safety, we deprive God of the opportunity to demonstrate his awesome power in us. Small choices may seem insignificant, but they lead toward a lifetime of walking with God. As God's children, we should ask him what he wants us to do every day. What would you have me say here, Lord? Or what is the best decision now? We must learn to listen to our Heavenly Father and remain sensitive to the quiet voice that prompts us throughout the day. Isaiah says, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Woo! Wherever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. When we, and that's Isaiah 30:21, our minds are tuned to him, we will begin to understand the significance of some decisions we might otherwise barely notice. Ultimately, this awareness will lead to a lifestyle of walking with the Lord, receiving his best for us. As you look at the day ahead of you, what is your next step of obedience? Are we obeying God or are we doing us? We need to obey God because doing us will send us right to the pits of hell. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Are you trusting? Are you believing that he will make a way out of no way? And as you go into Isaiah chapter 31, it says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is whole pen shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. But thus has the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his way, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. As birds fly, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending all, he will deliver it, and passing over, he will preserve it. Turn ye into him from whom the children of Israel deeply revolted. For in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin. Then shall the Assyrians fall with the sword not of a mighty man, and the sword not of a mean man, shall devour man, but he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomfited. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the incense, which saith the Lord, with fire is in Zion and its furnace in Jerusalem. And when we go over here, we go back and we say this, and this is what it says, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on the horses. What are your horses? To what do you instinctively turn for help other than your God? Oh, man. Those other things may seem more practical to eyes of flesh, but only God provides aid that will last. Can I say that again? Only God provides aid that will last. We got to trust God. Lord, show me what to do. Lord, guide me in the way I should go. Let me not fall on flesh, but Lord, let me work and walk with you. For I am lowly, God, and I need you. We got to speak it. We got to ask God for his help. And when we go to Isaiah chapter 32, it says, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammers shall be ready to speak plain. Stammer will be ready to speak plain. And the foolish, I don't know about y'all, but I have been foolish on occasion. I have made some messes in my life. And it goes on to talk about the vile. You know, because when we go over to New King James, that's why you need to read more than one version of a word. And when we go over to King James, it says this. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the cruel dare to be bountiful. And it says this in New King James. The foolish person will no longer be called generous. Now, the miser said to be bountiful, but the foolish person will speak foolishness, and his heart will work iniquity. To practice ungodliness, to utter error against the Lord, to keep the hungry unsatisfied, and we will cause the drink of the thirsty to fall or to fail. And when we go over to King James, it tells us this, because in New King James, the vile person is called foolish. The vile is vile. Sometimes you got to go back to the source material to get an understanding. And so this morning when God put in my heart to read from King James, I understand, because this is a word that we got to understand ourselves. That, you know, so many things are going on. This is almost as if Isaiah came to the 21st century and said, ooh, this is all, y'all. Let's start it again. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the sandwich shall be ready to speak plainly. Those that study will speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal. Come on now. Nor the cruel said to be bountiful. But the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. God is speaking to us today. The instrument also of the cruel are evil. He devises the wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall be troubled, careless women, for the vintage shall fail, and the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the teeth, for the pleasant field, for the fruitful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and berries, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the places, palaces, shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the fort and the tower shall be dens forever, a joy of wild asses, pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for us. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail coming down on the forest, and its city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither, and feet of the oxygen and of the ox and the ass. We are out to trust God. God has given us a blueprint. And I'm going to read this. I want to go back to New King James. When we're talking about the foolish, God will give you a word when you need it. And this is what it says. Over here one more time, verse 4. Because also the heart of the rash will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the sandwich will be ready to speak plainly. The foolish or vile person will no longer be called generous, nor the miser said to be bountiful. But the vile or foolish person will speak foolishness or vile things, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice ungodliness, to utter error against the Lord, to keep the hungry unsatisfied, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Also, the schemers of the schemer are evil. He devises wicked plans to destroy the poor with lying lips, even when the needy speaks justice. But a generous man devises generous things, and by generosity he shall stand. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, place and daughters, give ear to my speech. God is speaking this morning to the prophet. The question is, are we listening? Please join me in Psalm, the 108th Psalm, starting at verse number 7. So let's get over there and get my Bible here. And when we go to our psalm, and it says, "Oh God," so we'll go just read the whole thing because I just love the psalm this song. And when Psalm 108, it says, "Oh God, my heart is sick. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psalmist and heart, I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth up into the clouds. But thou exalted, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. That they, beloved, may be delivered, save from the right hand and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and melt out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my watchpot. Over Edom will I my shoot. Over Lystia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off, and wilt thou not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he is that shall tread down our enemies. And when we go over to this word, starting at verse number 7 in New King James, that God has spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. And Edom I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia I will triumph. And understand, when we talk about casting the shoe, if you all remember, and I know it was one of the Bush presidents, they were somewhere in the Middle East, and the person took off their shoe and you got to understand, that is an insult. You know, over Edom, I will cast my shoe. In other words, I don't have time for your foolishness. Or bring you into the strong city, who will lead you to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out without Edom, with our army, give us help from trouble. But the help of man is useless. Through God, we will do valiantly. But it is he who shall tread down our enemies. We need to remember who we belong to. And it says in the 108th Psalm, verse 12, give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. And Dr. Stanley tells us the real question is, where do we go first when trouble hits? Do we rush to secure the aid of a friend or relative? Or do we take our problems directly to the Lord and ask him to send us to the help we need? It will make a way out of no way. God will send you what you need when you least expect it. God is absolute. He is omnipotent. He is mighty. He is great. I know I got all these words, but I just can't help but say thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his holy name. And when we go over to our proverb, we're in Proverbs 25, and I am in New King James for that, and it's, the north wind brings forth the rain, and the backbiting tongue, and angry countenance. it is better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than the house shared with a contentious woman. Whew! All up in folks' business. Because we all know that sometimes, ladies, we can be something else. And God is telling men, understand, you know, there is nothing like being in a home with somebody always ready to fight about everything. You know, and when we go over there, it says in King James, there's a north wind driveth away rain. So dark and angry countenance are backbiting them. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. Whew. And in a wide house. We got to be careful, ladies. Let's not be contentious. Let's be loving and kind. Let's be the wife that we're supposed to be. You know, I am grateful for what I have. And I don't know if God will send another, but they're going to have to find me. And the only place they're going to find me is in the house of God. So they got a lot of work to do because you won't find this girl in the club. Just say, keep it moving. And as we continue, it says this in chapter 2 of, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start at verse 16. And again, this is a King James day. And it says this, I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. Paul is talking. Apostle has something to say. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence upon me. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. But ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. But ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. I bet were it so ever so any bold, I speak foolishly, I'm bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prison, more frequent in death off. Of the Jews, 5 times received, I 40 stripes, say 1, 39 stripes. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeying often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils amongst false brothers. See, I've been through some stuff, y'all. In weariness and painfulness, in watching often in hunger and thirst, and fasting often in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and am I not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must need glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Arteas, the king kept the city of the Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hand. Paul went through some stuff. We will all go through some stuff, but we have to trust in God's judgment. But it is God who brings us justice, and it's God who brings us judgment. In 2 Corinthians 11:29, who is made to stumble, and I do not burn with indignation. Paul felt such a close connection with the churches he helped start that he took personally their troubles and challenges. Only through such close connections can we grow into the people God called us to be. We got to be close to each other and close to God. Thank God for the word this morning. Thank God for the King James Version this morning. I hope my King James readers were quite happy that they were able to get their word this morning. And this is a word from our sister in Christ this morning, from Carolyn Skip, and it says, good morning. Don't worry about anything. Come on, y'all. It's dear pray about everything. Have a tell it to God Tuesday. All up in the message this morning where we have to depend on God. We can't depend on horses and chariots. We can't depend on man. We got to depend on God. Man will send you down a road to perdition, but God will show you the right way to go to make it into the gate. Let's trust God. And this is our prayer from our prayer book this morning. All honor. The answer is, if you eat or drink, or if you do anything, do all for the glory of God. And it says, glorious God, I offer you access to every part of my life today. You are my sustainer in every circumstance of life. As I live for you this day with open hands, I want everything to be like an offering to you. Nothing is wasted when you're in it to the bank. I will do it for your glory. When I go to the grocery store, I will give thanks for the provision for food. When I play with children and talk with friends, it all matters. There is no noble task or menial task in your kingdom. I will do everything with your presence in my mind and your glory in the attitude of my heart. I have forgotten about you in the day-to-day rush, caught up in the moment's demands. But today, let me live with intention, partnering with and for you in everything I do. You're so worthy. And the question for this morning as we wrap it up is this. Do you think about the mundane as opportunity to glorify God? Whew, thank you, Father, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness. Lord God, we thank you for this rhema word this morning. Father God, we trust in you, and we know that all things work for our good because of. But Father God, I lift up this word this morning, thanking you that it has touched hearts, thanking you that it may have touched hearts, minds, and spirits. And Father God, as we depart, we pray our prayer. May the Lord watch between you and me while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing that you are judged by God and only God, that he is justice and he is judgment. In God we trust, not in man, not in things, not in money, but only in God. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. And please pray for families that are in need today. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico who have just suffered another life-threatening and awful storm. You know, let us pray for each other. Let us be kind. Let us be loving. Let us be who we say we are. People that love God and love each other. Thank you so much, family. It is a wrap. Have a blessed day and keep trusting God. And remember, for the Lord is a God of judgment. And there is only one that can judge you, and that is God. keep looking up and not turning down. Have a blessed day. Pick it up.